Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about how to break soul ties. Now, a soul tie is anything having to do with two people who are not married to each other, but they become yoked to each other spiritually, emotionally, physically, in any way, and they start to experience an emotional attachment to each other. So a soul tie, if I sleep with my husband, I'm going to have that soul tie with my husband. But if I sleep with someone else's husband, then I'm going to have a soul tie with someone else's husband. So you want to make sure that you're not sleeping around with several different people and, you know, opening the door for those soul ties to be formed in your life. So in order to break a soul tie, you have to first understand what the Bible says about marriage. In Genesis 2 and 24, it says, For the man shall leave his family and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So basically, once you get married to your husband or your wife, you become one flesh, right? But before you were married, when you're single, you don't cling to anyone but your family or whatever. But if you start to cling to other people who you're not married to, then whatever soul ties are already on that person from who they slept with previously is going to be on you. And so you might be sleeping with somebody and you're wondering why you're up at midnight having lustful thoughts, or you might be wondering why you're, you know, hearing voices, or you're experiencing something emotionally, you're emotionally depressed, or, you know, and you don't understand how you feel, but you have slept with a person who was dealing with those type of demons. And so now, once you guys yoked each other together, when you became romantically involved with that person, those ties are on you. And that's why we call it soul ties, because it ties you, it connects you to whatever demons they're connected to whenever they had romance with you. And so you want to be able to break those soul ties. You want to pray. You want to, just flee from fornication. You know, go the other direction. When you see someone that you're not married to, maybe they're a little attractive, go the other direction. Don't take their number. Don't message them. Don't communicate with them in any way, form, or shape, or fashion, because you're opening the door. Every time you answer a message from that person, every time you answer your phone call from that person, every time you communicate with them in any way, you're opening up the door for them to go further into sexual sin, or, you know, because you guys aren't married. And so it's very important that you don't form all of these soul ties in your single life before you get married, because then those demons are going to be on you. And, you know, some are easy to shake off, others are a little harder to shake off. And the way we get rid of those soul ties is, you want to fast, you want to pray. And by fasting, I mean you can go on a 3-day water fast, you can do a 6 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. fast, a partial fast. You can do fasting from electronics and television. I know for me, I fasted from cable before. I fasted from, you know, eating meat before. And it helped me in a way where I was fasting because I was anemic at the time and I kept bleeding out my body, and I didn't know why I was losing so much blood, and I thought it was a regular menstrual cycle, and I just kept bleeding, and it turned out that it was causing me to become anemic. And so I abstained from certain foods and I started to just fast and pray. And when I went back to the doctor the next time, not only did I lose some weight, but I was also not anemic anymore. And so those types of situations, if you want to break anything off of you, it's always good to fast and pray so that you can receive your breakthrough. And like I said, some soul ties are stronger than others, and so it might take a little longer, a little more fasting, a little more prayer than usual. But it's not something that can't be dealt with, because God gives us a way out of every tempting situation. And I feel like that's one way out, is you can fast and you can pray. Another way is you can worship your way out of different circumstances and situations that you find yourself in, as you worship, and then you can be released from whatever hold, stronghold, whatever type of bondage is on you. Because not only is soul tie, you know, a soul tie, but it's also a form of bondage between you and that other person. And you don't want to be any type of people bondage. You want to be able to be set free from those type of settings, those type of involvements. So those are a couple of ways that you can break a soul tie. All right, well, until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys. Thank you.